so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Here in the studio, as we do have every Monday morning, Malcolm Ballinger. You can check him out at ballingerpublishing.com. Go buy and pick up an issue of Downtown Crowd or Pensacola Magazine. We've got a new issue that just hit last week, and we were talking about that on last week's show. But much more to cover this week. How are we doing, Mr.
Good morning.
Ballinger? It started out to be a beautiful morning. Now it's starting to cloud up again.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
But it's still fairly warm. Still a great day in paradise.
Exactly. It's going to get cold tonight, though. They're already opening up the shelters. It's going to dip down. It's going to be pretty cold tonight. So bring those plants in. If you have them. Because I know Garden Line is going to be pretty interesting tomorrow with the cold weather, so. St. Patrick's Day, what were your festivities? What did you get into?
Actually, I didn't. St. Patrick's Day was Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, yesterday.
Sunday, while I played golf.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think to put something green on.
Mm. Well, you were on green.
I was on the green.
On the green, usually most of the time, right?
Yeah.
Well,
in the rough, actually.
Off the fringe. Okay. Well, that's good. Golf game is always fun.
Mm.
What's your favorite course around here to play at?
Actually, I play at Osceola, which is a city course, and it's a nice little golf course. It's very handy to my house, and a group of other guys, friends, play, and so it makes good sense.
Great
value, too.
Do you do the dogfight kind of scramble where you play best ball?
Yeah, we do that, and we have all kinds of bets going, which I still do not understand.
Right, yeah.
At the end of the game, I say, how much do I owe? I usually have to pay. One of these days, I'm going to have to figure it out, but it gets very complicated.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of different skins and...
Right.
Birdies and polies and all kinds of stuff. High, low. It's a little bit above my head.
Yeah. And then
a lot above my head.
When you finally figure it all out, you'll realize that they've just been basically charging you to play golf them for years.
Well, they've probably figured out they could tell me anything, and I wouldn't know. over the weekend, I did go to the Fur Ball, which was a wonderful occasion.
Yeah.
Dressed up in my tux, and it's been a little while since I dusted that off and wore it, so that felt good, as it always does when you put a tux on.
Yeah, were other people, was that a really dressy affair?
Yes, it was a black tie.
Mm, very nice.
Mm.
Yeah, we did liners here for it on the show, but I did not get a chance to go to that. That's a little bit above my... culture level right now. I'm getting there though. Like I'm gonna have to eventually either rent or buy a tux or at least have a tie somewhere in my closet.
Well, I didn't see you at the opera on Friday night.
No,
I was surprised.
I was not there. No, I was actually I was with my wife. She was feeling under the weather, as most people are, and so I was spending the night with her, making sure she had everything she needed, soup and you know, plenty of medicines, NyQuil, things like that. So fun stuff. But I was asleep by 6:30, I think, 7 p.m. I was out. So, yeah, that's how it goes. But we mentioned on the last show tickets, maybe. Do you have tickets to give away today?
You know, I did not look. I came here in a hurry. During the break, I will take a look. I'm not sure what tickets I haven't given away yet.
Right, because we did not do any last
show.
Yeah,
we're a little bit behind... A little bit close to the end of the season, so I've got behind in terms of keeping track. But I think there's only like four more games, I think.
Yeah.
But I shall check.
Yeah, Macon Mayhem and Evansville is coming back to town. Yeah. So
I did see where they've had record attendance this year, which I'm not surprised because every time I've gone, the place is just hopping.
Right. Yeah.
It's great entertainment.
It really, really is. I had a blast when I was there. I was up dancing and stomping my feet and screaming. It was great. Yep. And I got to meet the mascot and take pictures. It was teddy bear night, so everybody had their teddy bears. It was very festive, very, very cool night.
And threw them onto the...
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've watched one little girl had a big teddy, and she kept trying to throw it over, and it hit the glass and bounced back. So finally, an adult had to do it for her, but she was trying real hard. It was really cute.
Yeah. The first hockey match I ever saw was the Nashville Predators, right?
Could be.
Yeah. Right? Okay. I'm getting signed. For, yeah. That's how much I know about, about sports. But yeah, I was there for a Preds game, and within the first few minutes, there was a hat trick. So everybody started throwing their hats. I mean, it was a really quickly scoring game, and I had no idea what was happening. I just see people all of a sudden. I think people bring in hats, and they don't even wear them. They just have them stashed somewhere for a hat trick.
Well, that was going to be my question. How do you get your hat back?
I guess you don't.
So you don't wear your best Sunday hat,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. You take your Bucky's hat.
I did once go to a game in Philadelphia, and that happened. There was a hat trick, and it's the first time I've ever seen it. Everybody throwing hats, and hundreds of them.
Yeah, it was great.
And I didn't think to ask the question. I didn't have a hat actually,
right?
To throw in. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I don't think you get those back. I think they just either donate them or throw them away. Yeah. So I don't know. It's one of those questions. If you know, 437-1620, let us know what they do with the hats once they hit the rink.
Yeah.
When they have a hat trick. I'd like to know. That'd be cool to know that. And we'll check on the tickets on the break. What else is going on in downtown besides we had the opera, right?
Deflate-a-Mouse,
yeah. How was that? Was it funny?
It was a great performance.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say this as treasure of the opera, but it's not my favorite opera, personally. But it was a beautiful performance, and everybody loved it.
Good.
My taste is a little different. I'm much more serious opera. I like somebody to die at the end of the opera.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say to me if they performed the only operas that I liked, I'd be the only one in the auditorium. So
everybody else would be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
No, unfortunately, nobody dies in The Flayed Whales.
Oh, well.
In fact, everybody lives happily ever after.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is the way it should be.
Now, what's the difference in an opera and an operetta?
I think that technically an operetta is more lighthearted and there are speaking parts. It's not 100%. Sung.
Gotcha.
Plus, again, I think it's, it's a good question. I should look up what the strict definition is, but I believe it's, that is at least one of the criteria.
Mm. Okay. All right. And if anybody knows what happens to the hats once they hit the ice after a hat trick, let us know. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. So glad that you are here joining us this morning on a Monday. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com or check out an issue of Downtown Crowd or Pensacola Magazine. You have him to thank and his great team of writers and illustrators and photographers, all just letting you know what's going on in Pensacola and just letting you see how beautiful it is. Malcolm, thank you so much for being here this morning. We've been talking about St. Patrick's Day and how we didn't really do much for that, but always something going on here in town. So, did you look up the ticket situation? Are we going to do that next time?
I'm having some technical problems in this modern era of technology, which is wonderful until it goes wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it says something's not right here. Don't worry, your tickets work. Well, I'll try again as we speak.
Okay. All right. We got time.
It's not until the 29th anyway, I think, is our next ticket.
Yeah, so they're away.
So we have time.
Yeah, I think it's the same way in football where if it says like Evansville versus Pensacola, that means Evansville at Pensacola. If it's Pensacola versus like Macon, for say, that would be us visiting them.
Macon.
Yep. And Mike texted in to let us know that the hat trick, we were asking about what happens to the hats. And he said that whoever scores the hat trick gets their choice of the hat for a memory. So if they see a certain hat hit the ice, they want that. They can actually keep one of the hats for the memory. Oh. But the rest of the hats are cleaned and given to charity, or unless they're just in really poor shape and smelly, they'll just go ahead and throw those away.
Which is probably the majority.
Most of them, yeah. Yeah. But, there might be a hat with a tag on it, and they think, oh, well, we'll give that to a kid in need, maybe, if it's a sports team, something like that.
Yeah.
That would be good. But I know they keep all the bears and all the stuff, during the stuffed animal nights and things like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's really
those
cool.
Teddy bears, there were some huge.
Big ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they went to a great cause.
Oh, yeah. Brighten somebody's day up after a good night of hockey. Yeah. So, we've already made it through Pensacon. I can't believe it's already all past midway in March. It's crazy to me. And then this morning when you were making your way into the studio, I was sitting there playing the intro music and I was like, it just seems like just yesterday this was happening where I was waiting on you to come in the studio. And I'm like, it's already been 7 days. I can't believe that. Time is just flying by. The older I get, it seems like faster it moves,
you have many more years to catch up to me. But if when you get to my age, you're going to be in big trouble.
Well, do you see a slowdown after, you know, a certain time, or is it just always this way once you get older?
In terms of time?
Well, does it depend on, like, how much you're doing? Like, right now I'm working a lot, 4 jobs. So I just think it's just my awareness of time is different.
The last few years, I've probably been busier than I've ever been. Worked longer and harder than I've ever done. You know, without going too deeply into it, I think it's what keeps you young and keeps your mind fresh.
Right.
So I'm happy to do it. I'm glad that I've always got something to do or something to think about. But some days I wish I could slow down a little bit.
Right.
Go play more golf.
Right.
Because that's that's hard work anymore.
It really is. Do you ever use the fairway woods? That's been a popular thing for years, people using woods in the fairway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. For some reason, I have to hit irons even off the tee.
Well, you should look at hybrids, the hybrid irons.
Yes.
I have
like an oversized
3, 4, and 5. It's rather like a cross between a fairway wood and an iron. They're much easier to hit.
Okay. Yeah.
You can usually find some at a thrift store if you just want to try one out before. Or, of course, at Edwin Watts Golf, you can hit them until you... happy and
right.
Find one that works for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was a big fan of the Cobra irons for that reason, because they were just kind of oversized and
yeah.
You know, a little bit bigger. So yeah, but any club it is, I'm not a scratch golfer. It is bad. So my handicap is just straight up handicap. They don't even let me on the field usually. They're just like, no, that guy, no. Nah. We've got too many car windshields in this area to let this dude play golf again.
Upcoming stuff,
mm-hmm.
Cabaret, is April 6th. That's coming on as really soon. That's about 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away. That's always a fun night. I'm really looking forward to that.
What can people expect during Cabaret? What is that all about?
Well, there's an article on it on page 18 of Downtown Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just always lots of fun people and fun events. Some of them... a little slanted towards the adult side.
Right.
Yeah.
R-rated?
Not really R-rated, but more slanted towards the adult side. How's
right,
that?
Okay. NC-17-ish, I will say that.
No. Maybe PG-13.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
All right, okay.
Don't overread it. It's just...
Right. So Gremlins, you know, some Star Treks. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Cabaret, and that's on page 18 of the Downtown Crowd. Go by and pick it up. It's the Happy St. Patrick's Day issue. You can't miss it. It's very green and colorful. Pick that up. Mm-hmm. It's got everything going on in downtown Pensacola coming up. We've got a schedule of concerts in there from Vinyl. Got lots of great ads. There might even be one. Is there any with my ugly picture in there that looks like I just got out of bed? I don't think so.
But in Pensacola Magazine.
In Pensacola. in the high quality photo magazine, where you can see really clearly how asleep and beat about the face that I looked in that picture.
We can see every imperfection on your face.
Yes, we can.
Not that you have any, I'm sure.
No, yeah. My face gets in the way of the imperfections. All right. So Malcolm Ballinger's in the studio. If you have any questions about what's going on in Pensacola, if you did see Deflator Mouse and you want to comment on that, let us know, 437-1620. If you're going to Cabaret, if you've been there in years past, let us know what you love about it. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Celebrate Easter together with the help of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of prime rib, lamb, beef tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy Easter. You'll find a great selection of wine specials, cannoli trays, pies, cheesecake, and more. From Boar's Head Deli Meats, free lunches for the kiddos, and the Italian family hospitality, it's only at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. A great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Very sad piano there. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Jake Walker. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio talking about all things happening in Pensacola. Go by and pick out a downtown crowd or a Pensacola magazine. There's all kinds of publications available to you from Ballinger Publishing. Go to ballingerpublishing.com and check that out. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you've seen the opera, or operetta, De Fledermaus, however you say it. Let us know what your favorite part of that is, and if you're going to cabaret, I'm excited about this. I might have to get in on this this year. It sounds good. That seems like my kind of culture. Cabaret. I've been to a few places named Cabaret, one of them being Christie's Cabaret in Nashville, but we won't talk about that cabaret. That one is a little bit more R-rated.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything coming up this week? What are you doing?
I think there's a symphony performance on Saturday night, which I shall go to. And other than that, I'm
listen on
sure.
air at 92.3.
Well, we'll see you next Monday.
92.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.